trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here. Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent and get $100 off on your first visit.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Daddy?
Yes, Pumpkin?
Can I ask you something?
Sure, go ahead. Ask me anything you want.
Is there a life after car payments?
Wait. What?
Jillian's daddy said there's life after car payments.
Well, how would he know?
He's a Merlin man.
There is life after car payments. Merlin 200,000-mile shops and the people who work in every one of them want you to know your vehicle can live long after your bank finally turns over the title to you. Just let Merlin introduce you to the Drive for 200,000. It's their easy and affordable maintenance program that helps you get all the miles your vehicle was designed to deliver.
Daddy, what's a car payment?
Merlin. More life for you and your car.
To Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 101 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. The Wolves are home this Wednesday and Saturday versus Utica, and then again on Sunday versus Rockford. Early in his career, injuries and personal tragedies prevented him from being at his best, but Ravens outside linebacker Pernell McPhee had no such trouble last year. The stats prove it. 14th in the NFL in quarterback knockdowns and hurries, 38 or 5.5 more than the leader on the Bears last season, Jared Allen. The Baltimore Sun reporting the Bears will sign McPhee to a 5-year deal worth $40 million, 16 of which are guaranteed. McPhee is 26 years old. He lined up everywhere from nose tackle to defensive end. Now, nothing official can occur until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon when the new league year begins. Elsewhere, 49ers star linebacker Patrick Willis reportedly retiring. NBA Bulls hosting Memphis tonight. They're a half game behind Cleveland in the Central Division. Derrick Rose expected to address the media before the game, his first public comments since undergoing his latest knee surgery. Hockey, Blackhawks coming off that 1-0 loss to the Rangers in overtime yesterday. But as far as the standings go, Duncan Keith and the Hawks within 5 points of first place Nashville.
I want to be aware of, you know, the standings and what's at stake, but also have to focus on your game and you know, doing your job out there.
The Hawks in Arizona Thursday. Spring training baseball. Edwin Jackson on the mound. Cubs face San Diego. Sox play Arizona with Jose Quintana pitching. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you can save a fistful of dollars. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out where 670 The Score will be on the road near you. I'm Zach Zaidman. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach Zaidman. Nice to have you here, as always, especially when Bears news breaks. Our guest today, Boomer Esiason from so many things. Patrick Manley. Remember that guy? Talked about him.
Nope.
Had the ex along with the current wife hanging out together.
And let me tell you something. And it's the second time that you referred to me as somebody's wife.
Oh, okay. Right? You don't
man,
like that?
Damn it. I'm a man's man, man.
I had my former partner along with my current partner.
I'm messing with you, brother.
Oh, what's Uh-oh. Who's doing that?
Feedback actually is happening here.
That's a problem.
You're a man's
man.
Man's man?
Oh, okay.
Let me write that down. I got to remember this. Just wait.
This treat with the problem.
Crapping on Thursday for being a man's man.
Clifton Brown from CSN Baltimore joined us. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, Adam Harris, our producers. Brian Gertz of the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Zach had the updates tomorrow. Len Casper and more. This hour, this moment, this segment of our lives is brought to you by
Noni.
Cars for Kids. Call 877 Cars for Kids. Hello, men.
Hello.
It's happening.
Bears are happening, right? Yeah, I mean, this is surgical. I you know what he's looking for, and he's getting it. I love the name.
Pernell
McPhee.
See, but it sounds like he could also be like an old gold prospector in the, you know, up in the hills where it has an old Pernell McPhee's found gold.
Yeah, looking at this picture.
No, that's him.
Pahokee High School in Florida.
Yeah, but don't let
he looked like a Pernell to me.
It does. It sounds like
Pernell, get your ass in this house.
No, but Bernsey, I hear like it could be in There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Like it's just one of the guys hunting the oil in There Will Be Blood.
Exactly. I don't know.
Pernell McPhee.
You got to watch out for old Pernell McPhee.
Graded high on ProFootballFocus.com. Limited snaps. So you're now asking yourself, can he take on the workload of a full-time three-down pass rusher and also point of attack guy at that outside linebacker?
Well, I was been talking with Dan Durkin before the show here. He's
a pleasant dude.
Yeah, we were talking about...
It's on his business card. Pleasant dude.
This guy's played every technique on the line pretty much.
Nose,
hand on the
five.
Ground. And they let him pick his spots.
Mm-hmm.
They told him, they said, when you hear a protection called out, if you want to obviate that protection by sliding over a couple gaps, go ahead.
See, there you go. You've got somebody who understands the system. And what Fangio's going to do is very similar. Fangio's defense is very similar. So you got a guy who knows what to do and you can use in a lot of different ways. And if he's good enough to really be your speed rusher, then, it frees you up. Number seven overall, you don't have to concentrate on Beasley or Fowler or getting that guy
now
right.
Now you've sort of opened this thing up again.
Absolutely.
Or you can jump back in.
Amari Cooper.
Well, or you can jump back in with both feet and say, guess what? We're gonna go get another one of these dudes.
Oh, you can never have too many of them.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead. Correct, because one of them's always hurt. So you can never have enough of them.
But that's
what
I mean. Now it's best available. Now if, say, Beasley's there and you're like, that's the dude we want. All of a sudden you get two, you can put them on the same side. All of a sudden you go to a defense. You have something you can dictate. You can scare people.
What's really exciting in this.
You like Amari Cooper more than Kevin White?
Oh, they won't get Kevin White.
I'm asking you.
No, I don't. Oh, okay. I just don't think Kevin White will be there. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But actually, I may like Parker better than Cooper.
Yeah, Devontae Parker.
I love Devontae Parker.
In a real system, too, where you were thought of as the guy. Like, there's certain
That's
wide
a man's
receivers
man there.
That have to make the decisions, like the option routes.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked to do a lot of that at Louisville. So I'm with a lot of these wide receivers. You can't. I don't think you can go wrong first three rounds, four rounds, if there's talent there at that position.
Yeah, Phil Emery could have.
But think about what
Phil Emery could have easily gone wrong.
For those of us who will enjoy geeking out on the defensive structural stuff,
right.
That we the Lovie Smith defense was, I'm not going to argue with it philosophically, and we've seen it succeed.
You got two different teams in the Super
Bowl.
Yeah,
you know, there was a time and a place for it.
And the third one on the way in Tampa.
In this NFL, I will.
I just used that linguistically. But you have a generation of Bears fans that have never, in watching Bears games, never really gotten to see. You know, we always make fun of Doug and always, line stunts. But there's something to be said for modern flexibility and modularity of what this defense can do. It's going to be a clinic for Bears fans, in a literal sense, to really learn the game.
Here's what the NFL and the ever-present Dan Durkin and I were having this conversation in the kitchen before the show.
There's three Dan Durkins, actually.
Dan Durkin wanders around dispensing.
He's standing outside greeting people. He's in Mitch's office, and then he's done there.
You can follow him at DJ Durkin.
You can follow him talking about the nine technique.
But it's, you know, when you want to geek out on football, that's the guy you go find.
Yeah.
Is that what the NFL is now is about confusion at the line of scrimmage, and it has been for several years. And that was my problem, because that was starting to happen in the final love years, and he wasn't really about it.
When Rob Ryan was doing it, some of these other guys with these amoeba defenses, not letting him read.
Especially now that you have quarterbacks who all stand at the line or in the gun and make these packaged play calls, and they change things based on a look.
You gotta the mic to define the protection.
Correct.
There's the mic. That means this, this, and this, and the defense okay.
Yeah, the overload. Right, yeah, the overload.
Keep thinking that.
Yes. Yeah. So, and the Bears haven't been about creating confusion at the line of scrimmage.
They have just their own confusion.
That's been the problem. But now that's what Fangio is about.
I still think that you get four ass beaters up there on a defensive line. Doesn't matter what you got back there.
If you got the ass beaters.
Because look at the Seattle Seahawks.
It's like the Giants.
The Seattle Seahawks are as simple as any defense you will ever see. And everybody who takes these shots at Richard Sherman, oh, you don't cover the best wide receiver. He ain't got to roam all over the field. We ain't got to make this complicated. Well, we got four dudes who are very angry that are going to meet at the quarterback.
Well, but they build it from the back. They got two safeties who do what they do. All they do is funnel people to Earl Thomas. That's what they do.
They built it from the back, kind of, but they also they lost Red Bryant and Chris Clemens and didn't have any drop-off with guys like Bruce Irvin.
I know. You know,
they had Kevin Williams' old ass be able to stand up there and be on a Super Bowl contending team.
How about that idea from Patrick Manley today, which is, go get Vince Wilfork for 1 year and let him be your nose.
Or pot roast.
Or pot roast.
Like pot roast.
Well, so do I.